Listening Dog Media.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He's one of England's most capped international players.
Seaman is the man here.
He's one of the world's most decorated goalkeepers.
And it was somehow kept out by Seaman. That is a fantastic save.
This is Seaman Says with David Seaman.
And Seaman, what a magnificent save.
Hear him.
Breathtaking.
Like never before.
Hello and welcome back to Seaman Says with me, David Seaman, and Lindsay Hooper. Today's guest is a man who started his career at Arsenal and made it all the way to the Champions League final. Please welcome Jermaine Pennant.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Turn me around.
Here he is.
Yay.
You're high, mate.
Good day.
Nice one. What are you up to?
Yeah, well, I've got to go golf. I've got this charity event.
Yeah, it's freezing.
I know it is. I know it is. I said I'd do it, but I obviously tied in with it.
Yeah. No, brilliant. Oh, thanks for coming on, mate.
Yeah. No worries, no worries.
What are you playing off?
It's going to be good. 10.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad, yeah. Some will call me a bandit, but, you know.
No, bandit off 10 is good standard.
Yeah, say that.
But have you ever won at Top Golf though, Jermaine? That's the big question.
Do you know what? I haven't. I've only been a few times.
It's good fun, that.
But I haven't won, no. Yeah. It's all about a bit of luck, though.
Yeah. What?
I'm not a luck,
but I won. What's your thoughts on Arsenal, Jermaine? Because I watched it last night and I was quite impressed with it, especially with the young lads coming through as well.
Yeah, he's obviously set out a plan, a long-term plan. And, you know, he was getting stuck in the early doors, but, you know, he was saying give him time. And he's proving right. The first team, they're doing well in the league. And I've seen fourth, pretty. We would have thought of that by Christmas. Yeah. And even when he's giving the younger boys a chance they're producing the goods as well with a strong 5-1 win last night. So all in all, I think they're going in the right direction, and he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Who do you think it's between for fourth?
After seeing, I don't even want to say the word top.
I love that.
I don't even want to say, but you know, they look under Conte, they look more organised, look more desire, and strong at the back anyway. As a good result against Liverpool, so you can't count them out. Then obviously you got Man United. And Leicester might even come good. So West Ham's in there now. So there's teams that usually wasn't in there are in it this season. So there's going to be a lot more than just the usual big dogs.
What's your take on the Aubameyang situation? Because I was talking about it last week. You know, it's tough, and he's really like setting an example, isn't he? Arteta, I mean.
Yeah, he's setting an example, and the fact that he's your club captain, I think it's even more highlighted, you know, because he's the one who's got to lead by an example and you know, put your players in place. And if your captain's not showing the right attitude, it's just going to filter through to the players and think, well, if my captain's not doing it, then I'd have to do it. And then, you know, it's a knock-on effect. So I think he's done the right thing. You know, dropping him, he's set an example. Now, I'm sure captains coming forward and players all around now are going to see that he means business, yeah. And they will take Arteta serious. Obviously, this is his first big time job, so and he's young as well. So some people can, you know, try and use that as an advantage and walk all over you, but he set that stall straight away and put that marker out.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he more droppable? Is he more droppable at the moment?
Well, when you've got Martinelli coming in and Lacazette playing, and you've got the young boys scoring, Rose Smith, then of course the games that he's not being played and being dropped, they've not missed him. They've just been just as good, and them scoring just as much as goals. So at the moment, he is droppable, because when he's playing, he's not grabbing the headlines, he's not scoring, he's grabbing the headlines for the wrong reasons. So on them basis, they've been dropped, and for the right reasons, and the squad are not getting punished for it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying last week, Jermaine, that he's not really been contributing massively. What would you do? Would you like do extra training or something, or how would you like try and get through that?
You know what? If he's working hard in training, Mikel Arteta can see that. That plays dividends. You know, in my time, I think I would sulk sometimes when I'm not playing. I'd go out there and I'd ghost around 80-70%, and you know, that's just because I'm the big baby. But in this day and age, in this game now, you've got to go out there, train as it's your last every single session, prove to the manager or I should be in it, because he picks on things like he picks on your body language, and yeah, he's got to just give it extra training after training, stay out there, do a bit more finishing, get one of the coaches, one of the goalkeepers to stay out of it, some free kicks, whatnot, just to show that he's hungry and he wants to get back to what he was, because he's not going to lose that ability overnight. It's just a bit of mental and like I said, fine tuning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What, you started your career at Notts County, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you came to the mighty Arsenal. I remember being in the dressing room, and we knew about you, and you were in the youth team dressing room, and then you got promoted to the first team dressing room, didn't you? And it didn't last long.
Yeah, no, it was a quick wake-up call. No, like I said, it was because I was at the club so long, and I was just eager to play with you guys, train with you guys, and get a chance. And, you know, back then, English players coming through at the Arsenal was a little bit different till now. And you had the Invincibles, had so much talent in front of me. It was a joke. Overmars, Perez, Lundberg, Parler, you know, Wiltord. And everywhere on my position, there was just quality and world-class players. So hence why my breakthrough came a bit later. So, and that was frustrating. And, you know, obviously, We're supposed to be under my wing that day now.
That's what I was going to say. I said, Ashley didn't look after you at all, did he? He just led you astray.
Oh, God. So, but he could get away with it because he was the first choice left back. I wasn't.
I was going through the list of your clubs, Jermaine. I mean, you've played for over 12. They talk about journeymen in football. I think you'd be in that bracket, wouldn't you? Can you even remember all of them? That's what I wanted to know.
I don't know what I can, you know. I think I can.
Can you?
I think it all starts. It started off at Watford loan.
Yeah, after Arsenal.
Arsenal, but then Watford loan. It was Watford loan three times, I think. Then I went to Leeds.
Yeah.
Leeds, and I came back to Arsenal, and then Birmingham.
Yeah. You're even doing it in order.
From Birmingham, in order, yeah. I've got this. And then from Birmingham to Liverpool. From Birmingham to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Liverpool for 3 years. Portsmouth on loan.
Yeah.
From Portsmouth to Zaragoza.
Yeah.
Zaragoza.
Yeah. Don't mention Zaragoza, by the way.
Yeah. That's an interesting time. Interesting time. And then Zaragoza, from Zaragoza to Stoke, and Stoke was to Wolves on loan after that.
Yeah.
And then I went abroad.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. 15. And then, is it 15
and then
clubs?
Wigan and Bury and Billericay and
Bury.
Yeah.
I know Billericay, and that was it.
Singapore.
Singapore, yes, which was fantastic. Great country. Really enjoying my time there. Football wasn't high standard, but you know it was okay.
Who was your team? Who did you support as a lad?
Liverpool. I've always supported Liverpool.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So to go to a Champions League final with them must have been epic.
Yeah, it was immense.
Yeah,
it was immense. It's one of my highlights of my career, really, being a part of that. So. You know, brilliant, brilliant moment.
Yeah. But I had a look. You played 25 under 21 appearances. Is that right?
That's right for England.
Yeah. Is that a record?
Yeah, 26. I think it's up there. Yeah. It's probably, you know, it's probably someone like James Mooney might have it.
Yeah. Yeah, he was under 21 for about 10 years, wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So maybe Jake, but it's definitely up there for one of the highest for sure. And it was just frustrating, obviously, off the field antics definitely played a massive part in not getting to the senior squad.
What, when you say off the field antics, because I always remember, was this when you punched your teammate in training?
Well, it was a little bit. I think I slapped him.
Oh, was it just a slap?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it was a baby
so
slap.
So it weren't a proper red card.
No. It should have been a yellow in today's game.
that was Cranshaw, wasn't it? Was it Cranshaw?
It was Nico Cranshaw, yeah. And when I went on Portsmouth on loan, he was there. I didn't even know. It was him at the time. I didn't know it was him as a kid. He had to tell me. Oops, look.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
So looking at the Premier League now, Jermaine, who do you reckon is going to win it?
It's between, I'm going to say, two teams. Liverpool, obviously I want, but then Man City are looking strong. I don't know what Pep's doing, but none of their players seem to have COVID. He must have them in a bubble. He's not letting them out, is he?
Well, you say he's not letting them out, but I think that's why he's gone mad at Foden and Grealish this week, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he's doing it right because they've got a full strength team every week. They're looking strong. They're looking very strong, Man City. So, you know, to see them slip up, it's going to only be against one of the big teams when they play them home or away. So, 3 points in it. 4 points in it, so we're still close.
You've written off Chelsea then?
Yeah, I always thought they would start, you know, going on that down slope, and they're doing a magnificent job, and to see that continue would be, you know, amongst the Liverpool and Chelsea's kind of points and ratios. So yeah, I knew this little hurdle would come, You know, but they definitely will be fighting for third for sure.
So what are you up to now, Jermaine? Are you, apart from your golfing and more
golfing,
a big brother? How was that, by the way?
That was horrendous. Was it? It was the most boring thing I've ever done.
Really?
I won't be doing it again, that's sure. Yeah, it was dire. It was boring. At first, the first week was fine, but then after that, it kept me out. Started doing mischief.
Like a little kid. are you looking to get back into football at all?
I'm doing a lot of media stuff now for like TalkSport and some punchy stuff for Stadium Astro. So I enjoy that. Coaching, not really looking yet, but so I'm going to try and concentrate on the media side and see if I can, you know, get more work.
Yeah, because I know what you mean about, you know, I've just started to go back to Arsenal like once a week doing the goalkeeping coaching with the under 23s, but like just once a week it suits me. You know, because like you say, you know, I've got my golf and you've got other things to do, haven't you? You know, when you retire, once you retire, you get into a swing of stuff, and it's quite nice. And you know, that's
did you use the word swing on purpose there, David?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna need that later.
Yeah, you're gonna need a proper swing. You're gonna need to get wrapped up anyway. That's for sure. Jermaine, been ace having you on, pal.
David, lovely to see you, mate. Been a pleasure.
Take care, mate. Brilliant.
Alright, guys. Bye.
Have a good
day.
Bye.
This is a Listening Dog Media production.
Sports Social Podcast Network.